And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. We hope you are having a fantastic day today. Currently 51 degrees outside, a little bit rainy out there, and it is 741. And joining us on the telephone this morning is Representative Doug Blex. And good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Yes, good morning, Kyle.
Well, sir, a few things we'd like to go over with you this morning, and as always, one of the first things we like to talk about with you is the revenue.
Well, we're having February's up about 4.5% more than predicted from a year ago, and post-holiday sales taxes were up about 24%, 2.4% above estimates. But one thing that we kind of did see this month, that compensating use, which is that out-of-state purchases, were down almost 8% from last February. So I don't know what's going on. People may be getting tired of spending money or don't have any money to spend, but that did go down, which is good news for the local merchants. But we got to keep in mind by July of next year, we're projected, if we keep our current spending at the same, we're projected to be about $728 million in the hole. So although revenue's up, it seems like our spending's still holding. We're spending a little more than we should.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we can't do that in our personal budgets. So hopefully we can kind of hammer it down there on the state level. You did sign a resolution this week, though, and just kind of let us know what was involved in that. It was a pretty good one, though.
Yeah, it was an honor for me. I presented that yesterday on the House floor, a resolution honoring our Kansas Army and Air National Guard men and women. You know, we stop and think about that. They're almost in a kind of a worse situation than those people that serve honorably on our active duty, you know, full time, because what happens is, in a matter of 1 or 2 days' notice, they got to pack everything up and go. And, you know, my granddaughter, there's about 300 of them that went from Kansas to guard our nationals capital, and my granddaughter is one of them, and she has three young children, you know, about 6 months to four, and you know, it's hard to get a 24/7 babysitter, and you know, it's hard to not know when you know, you're going to get back or what. And also, you know, when mommy tells them bye at that age, I'll see you soon, you know, she knew in her heart that soon wouldn't, she didn't really know. And so that's a tough deal. I think we really need to honor them. And I've done that on the floor. It was an honor and a privilege for me. And we got a lot of endorsement from fellow legislators.
So a great one there. Yeah, you're right. I mean, like I said, you know, you say I'll see you soon. But, you know, as of right now, since the National Guard's been moved up there, they've been up there 2 months now, I think. Well, 2 months tomorrow. So it's definitely very tough when you have to just, you know, get up and move, like you said, within basically like almost 24 hours. It's just all of a sudden it's a snap, and it makes it, and it's tough to do, especially if you have to get, you know, somebody to babysit or something 24/7. You don't have much time to really plan that, and you're at, basically at a breakneck speed at that point.
Yeah, I spent 14 months in a combat tour in Vietnam, but I at least I had 30 days notice to prepare my affairs and line out things that you need to do. So yeah, it is a tough deal. We really need to tell them thank you, and I had the privilege of doing that on the floor, and it'll be entered into the Journal of the House, and so it was a good honor for me. I really appreciate it. It's kind of emotional. I had a hard time getting through all of it.
Well, and I totally understand that completely. Of course, there's lots of bills that are being worked on while up there, and a couple of bills have been signed as well, moving back and forth between the Houses and Senate. So what are some of the bills that have recently been worked on?
Well, we had we've had several long, you know, nights. I say long, I mean, we went way into the wee hours of the morning, but our latest was about 7 o'clock on the floor, and working bills, and some of them really important. And, you know, the one though, just, I've been up there, this will be my fifth year, and I've never seen, government can work efficient and timely. It's rare, but Senate Bill 88 was a bill that would allow cities to utilize some idle state funds to do a low-interest loan to be able to spread out this enormous cost. A lot of them are going to be facing with the recent cold snap with high utilities and gas and electric. So that wouldn't apply necessarily to a rate payer. And I think in the case of Caulfield, where they generate a lot of their own, they could, I suppose, make that decision to pass that on. But it'd be $100 million statewide. And we've had some small cities up in the Northeast that are facing bankruptcy unless we made this done. But basically at 8:30 yesterday morning, or maybe the morning before, I'm kind of losing track. I think it's the morning before, leadership met, and both House and Senate, and they fast-tracked. We passed it real quickly. Sent it to the Senate, they passed it real quickly. Sent it to the governor, and she signed it that night. And basically, funds will be available this week. So I couldn't believe the fast track, but it was much needed and a good response. Certainly, our small communities that are hit hard, and we don't know yet what all of them are going to, you know, how the bills are going to be, but it's going to be pretty tough on a lot of those small cities. So I was really proud of how that happened.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you were saying, I was just to kind of figure it out. I was looking at my bills to see, you know, if they've been processed yet. They haven't been processed yet, but I can expect my bills probably be a little bit higher, but that's not going to be necessarily for rate increases, as a lot of that's just going to be constant usage because of what happened.
Yeah, some of the gas prices more than 100 times went up on what they were paying, and they weren't budgeting for it, didn't expect it, and boom. It was a supply and demand issue, which kind of understand that. It'll affect our electric utility rates. I called my local cooperative and some others, and they basically said it. They wasn't sure, but probably maybe $20 a thousand kilowatt hour increase over the previous year. People need to be prepared. You know, it's extremely cold weather, so I guess it's not all with all of the utility companies.
And the good news is those that are Atmos users also, had a story about this about a week ago, that their rate will not change. It's just they say expect your bill to be higher just because of the usage, but it won't be higher because of rates changing. That, in fact, their rates will not be changing until like 2023, I think. So that's definitely good news to hear for people that were having to run quite a bit of gas this past couple of weeks. Some other things that what are some other things that you're looking at maybe to present a bill or maybe co-sponsoring a bill?
Well, we passed one that's very important is what we call the KEMA, which is Kansas Emergency Management Act. And of course, we all went through this extended pandemic and still in it, and we had to declare a national state of emergency disaster, and normally that's a 30-day deal for tornadoes or fires or extreme conditions. Well, we know we got closed down, the business got shut down, and basically what we felt like it was needed, it was just too much power for one person. So we made some safeguards in there to have the Legislative Coordinating Council, if the legislature is not in session, to be able to provide some oversight, and local control will still be retained, and the governor will have to coordinate with the attorney general and legislature in the event of a disaster. But and another thing that's real important, it gives citizens a direct avenue before a judge within 72 hours of an order that affects them. Say they close your business, a civic or a religious activity. It gives you a right to petition within 72 hours of court presenting your case. As you know, previously, things got shut down. You had no recourse. People lost their livelihood and, a lot of other financial impacts, and you didn't really have any avenue. So counties can still override local health officials, and they can be less restrictive. And the governor can't seize any guns, ammos, or or do something illegal or unconstitutional, or close schools unilaterally, or change an election with executive orders, which I had a lot of complaints about, you know, mainly that happened in other states about changing election orders. So I supported that bill. We passed it on the floor, and the Senate will be working on it. I'm assuming from what I'm hearing, there won't be any problem passing it in the Senate. And it passed enough majority in the House. We had a super majority, so we would have, the ability to override a governor's veto in case that happened.
And I will say that most of the school, pretty much all the schools in Montgomery County reopened, and they've done a really, really good job. Of course, you know, some students are distance learning, remote learning, I think is what they call it. But for the most part, they've been open, and have actually all the schools have done a pretty good job. There have been cases here and there. Obviously, that's going to happen occasionally. But overall, and I've talked to Dr. Correll last month, and all the schools, I think, have done a really, really good job with their plans, and just in case they've had to make changes. And that's why I think I agree with you, local control is the best, because they know what's best for their situation.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, those kids are really suffering not being face to face and having any of the peers. We're seeing the increase in suicides, some other mental health issues that, sometimes we do something and we think this is the right thing to do, but yet we find out that there's sometimes more consequences that aren't intended than what we realize.
Absolutely. Definitely agree with you on that. Sir, I appreciate your time today, but one more thing I do want to ask you is if anybody has, if they would like to get in contact with you, if they would like to talk to you, and maybe something they would like to, a certain situation they would like to talk to you about, how can they get a hold of you up there?
Well, we got several avenues. My state house phone is 785-296-5863, and my cell, I'll just give my personal cell too. I mean, I believe I should be responsive, so it's 620-212-4183, and you can email me to my office assistant. Is now has three people, so he's got a little more work to do, but get a hold of me. I've still been fielding a lot of Kansas Department of Labor issues. We are starting to see a little bit of improvement. We got a special hotline, legislators, but still, it's still, they told us 4 or 5 days, but that wasn't quite true. It probably takes 2 weeks to get through that process, But if you stop and think about that, well, we've got a state agency that has had four directors in the last year, and they ignored numerous warnings about fraud and countless days delays in processing legitimate claims, and we've paid out well over $600 million in fraudulent claims that taxpayers will be on the hook for. So we're trying to have some money available, up to $450 million, so that businesses won't have to, reinstate that trust fund. So, it's been a pretty intensive week, and we passed a lot of bills, and I think a lot of good ones. We're protecting our elections. If you get an unsolicited ballot in the mail that looks like an official ballot, but yet it's not, a lot of people were confused. We passed a law now that says that can't happen. You have to have some disclosure saying it's coming from an organization. So a lot of good things happening.
Absolutely. Well, sir, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. We definitely appreciate it. And be safe while you're out there.
Hey, I appreciate the time, and may God bless us. I look forward to going back. We won't go back till, I think, Wednesday, but it'll be a full session, for that. Where the Senate now will be looking at the House bills, and vice versa. It's kind of what we call turnaround, which each chamber looks at each other's bills. So, have a good week.
All right, thank you very much, sir. You have a good week as well. All right, that was Representative Doug Blex, of course, doing some great work up there for us at Topeka. And like you said, turnaround is coming up as we're basically each the Senate looks at the House's bills and the vice versa, where the House looks at the Senate's bills and they start debate on that. Let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.